I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Should children be placed in classes based on something other than their ages? Connecticut school superintendents say the answer is yes. Most kids start school with one thing in common, their age. But a new report by the Connecticut Association of Public School Superintendents says that what a student actually knows is more important.
We need to stop grouping children based on how old they are, but instead based on where they are in the learning continuum, regardless of what the subject is.
That's Joe Cirasolo, the association's executive director.
Remember, it's not just the question of moving them along at the right pace. It's also making sure that they are learning in a way that aligns best with how they learn.
A state law was passed in 2013 encouraging districts to pursue a student-centered approach. In this system, projects, goals, even tests are driven by each individual student. At least 29 high schools and middle schools, along with 7 districts, have taken strides toward this system since 2013, including Windsor Locks and Meriden. But could this new grouping harm students who see their friends move along faster? And would that make it harder socially for some kids? Cirasolo says he understands that concern, but research shows that students perform better when grouped based on what they know. He also says that student surveys show that kids prefer it.
They move along at a pace that's appropriate for them, instead of a sort of assembly line pace that we have them on.
The Superintendents Association is pushing for all districts to take the student-centered approach, arguing that it's long overdue. David DeRoche, WNPR News.